Good afternoon. It's 12 noon on this Super Bowl Sunday. I'm Stacey Kahn. It's 41 degrees and cloudy right now. Cloudy today with a chance of rain, the high in the low 40s. It looks like the weather might just cooperate with today's Super Bowl game in Pasadena. A week's worth of rain, wind, and high tides has caused an estimated $71 million in damage throughout California. Forecasters say that more storms are on the way, but as for today, the chance of rain over the Rose Bowl has been put at about 30%. There's a much greater chance of a strike at midnight by the Independent Truckers Association. Those are the folks who bring us most of our food. Their major gripe is the new highway user fees included in the gas tax bill passed by the lame duck session of Congress. Taking to the skies today, Vice President Bush, who's beginning a 12-day seven-nation tour aimed at smoothing relations with some European allies over the U.S. stance in the arms talks with the Soviets. His first stop is West Germany. Secretary of State Schultz is also traveling. He's in Japan discussing defense and trade. He'll even wake up at 8 a.m. tomorrow, Tokyo time, to watch the Super Bowl. Today is Super Bowl Sunday, January 30th, 1983. On this day in 1972, 14 Roman Catholic civil rights marchers were shot dead in Londonderry, Northern Ireland, on what became known as Bloody Sunday. Hundreds of armed police were called into Londonderry after a night of sporadic rioting marking the 11th anniversary. On this day in 1948, Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated by a Hindu fanatic in New Delhi, India. By the way, the film Gandhi picked up 5 trophies, including Best Foreign Picture, at the Golden Globe Awards ceremonies held in Hollywood last night. Tootsie picked up 3 awards, including Best Actor for Dustin Hoffman. On this day, 1933, Adolf Hitler was named Chancellor of Germany, but also on this day...
On January 30th, 1933, listeners to WXYZ Radio in Detroit heard the very first broadcast of a show about a masked man, his Indian companion, and his horse. The fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-ho silver.
The Lone Ranger.
In that first show, the dastardly Cavendish gang ambushed a group of Texas Rangers.
5 men make 6 grave. Crook think you die with others.
Good. Then my name shall be forever buried with my brother and my friends. From now on, my face must be concealed. A disguise, perhaps, or a mask.
And thus the legend of the masked man and his kemosabe was born.
I'll be the Lone Ranger.
50 years ago. I'm Michael Isaac.
Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, Adam Ant, off the record, sports and weather coming up.
Best time of the day, you want the best beer you can find. Miller High Life.
Welcome to Miller Time. Yours and mine.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The 80s have become the decade of the independent label. Most newcomers see them as a viable alternative to the major companies. Adam Ant, who started out on an independent, has other views that don't exactly conform with the present attitude that independents are better.
It's a very complicated situation, but I would advise any group out there that are being tempted by an independent to be aware that independents are usually comprised of people that have worked at major record companies and who are they don't want to sort of work for majors, but they're just as ruthless as majors. There's no music business is ludicrous. The two words don't even fit together in a sentence. Music business. It's like sort of, you know, it's asking Picasso to come and decorate your bedroom or something on a sort of job. I see a lot of young people get taken for a ride, because if they go with an independent, anything with an independent is they can give you artistic freedom. But with a major, if you go in and you make a record and it's a hit, you've got as much artistic freedom as you like. Because if you make hit records, that's all the artistic freedom you need as far as the record company are concerned. Sometimes independents don't like to face the realities, because I find that they're, you know, you're talking about independents like I was on a real independent company, like two guys, you know, and I live to regret it. But that's my experience. It may not be so bad for other people.
Adam Ant. I'm Mary Turner, Off the Record.
In sports action last night, the Rangers outskated the Penguins 2-1. The Islanders beat the Canucks 5-3. The Nordiques beat the Devils 6-4. In basketball, it was the Clippers over the Knicks 106-97. The Spurs over the Nets 120-109. Today, of course, Super Bowl 17 between the Washington Redskins and the Miami Dolphins, the Skins and the Finns. The latest word is that there's only a 30% chance of rain over the game. The field is said to be in pretty good shape. It's been covered by tarp all week to protect it from the heavy rain. On the local schedule today, the Rangers are home to the Blackhawks. The Islanders skate the Oilers in Edmonton. Today, cloudy with a chance of rain. The highs in the low 40s. Tonight, chance of rain followed by clearing. The lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, Monday, partly sunny skies and breezy with the highs around 40 degrees. And the outlook for Tuesday, increasing cloudiness and seasonable temperatures. It's 41 degrees Fahrenheit right now under cloudy skies. Have a good day. I'm Stacey Kahn, NEWFM. Time now for Earl Bailey.
Conservative and kooky, the right wing and they're spooky, they're all together. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we couldn't think of a good rhyme that fit there, okay?
The Reagan family. The button, the budget, they're a cotton. They're leaving us with nothing. The Reagan family.
Cheap. Creeps.
Sleep.
Elect a cheesy actor. Political disaster. The country sinking faster. The Reagan family.
Well, as a properly religious opening for this properly religious program.
I think so.